Hello, everyone, and welcome to an episode of Art Pop Reading. I am Alan Zhao, your, reader. This is my first episode, and in this series, we are going to read our first book that we're going to read is Heroes of Olympus from Rick Riordan. It's kind of, the first series was Percy Jackson, so that's what I'm going to tell you right now. Percy Jackson was about this kid named Percy. He was a demigod, which meant half god, half mortal, which human. And, his mom protected him for his life, and he had this friend named Grover who took him to this place called Camp Half-Blood. And, eventually, his mom sacrificed herself for Percy, and then Grover and Percy went to the Camp Half-Blood, and they met Annabeth. So, after Percy got settled and realized his father, which was the god, Poseidon, he knew his father was Poseidon now. He wanted to go on this quest, being Annabeth and Grover with him, to find his mother and bring her back from the underworld. So that's basically what happened in the first book, and then it's called The Lightning Thief. So the main part was where somebody stole Zeus's mighty lightning bolt, and everybody thought it was Percy. So Percy went to say that it wasn't him. And eventually, he showed the gods that it wasn't him, and he kind of just brought his mother out of the underworld, and that was the first book. But the second book, it was called The Sea of Monsters, was about Percy going on her. Well, it wasn't Percy's quest this time. It was this annoying girl from the Ares camp called Clarice. She went on this quest to, get the golden fleece, because there was this girl that was Zeus's daughter. Because she turned into a tree after she sacrificed herself from Anubis and this bad kid named Luke, who eventually betrayed them. And then Clarice got trapped in this big monster's belly, stomach, and then Percy and Annabeth and Grover, they found Percy's half-brother, which is Tyson, a cyclops, in fact, and then they went on this quest to, because they wanted to go too, but it wasn't Percy's quest, so they snuck out, and then they went to get the golden fleece, but in fact found, because they got swallowed too, and in fact found Clarice, and they eventually got out. And so they went to the island, got the golden fleece, and they had to defeat this mighty monster, another cyclops. And they eventually defeated him. So, they went back and then put this fleece on Talia's tree, the girl we were talking about. She put it on Talia's tree. So, and then Talia eventually, in a few days, she actually came out of the tree and, basically reincarnated. So she's, alive again, and the tree, which got the magical border for, the camp, you know, is, safe. It's because of the golden fleece, the border is still around the camp, so no monsters can get in, but Talia is still alive. And at the end, Talia eventually, eventually she became one of the hunters of Artemis. That was in third book. Third book was The Titan's Curse, which I think it was the book. Yeah, it was the book where they met Nico D'Angelo and, his sister. And they went on this crazy quest, and then with the hunters, because at the start, the hunter. They went to Percy, Talia, Annabeth and Grover, they went to like find Nico and Bianca, his sister. So they went, and eventually, Talia Mikonko was like one of Artemis's hunters, which they had to swear to never marry and get attracted to boys, and never give birth to kids. But they were immortal unless they died in battle. So, really, and then at the Talia became a hunter at the end because it was this like mighty like oracle. It was like the oracle said a prophecy that one of the children of the big three, and I forgot to mention Poseidon and Hades and Zeus was the big three, which they could not give, well, the agreement was they could not give birth to children because the prophecy was one of their kids hitting 16 would decide if Olympus would fall or keep going. So they were forbidden to have children, but Talia was the son and daughter of Zeus. Percy was the son of Poseidon, and Nico and Bianca, which we eventually find out at the end, I think, is actually from Hades, because of Hades. So Talia here, because she didn't want to have the prophecy, she became a hunter of Artemis at the end. That means she stays 15, close to 16, so she doesn't have the prophecy. And Bianca just does it because she wanted to become a hunter, but left Nico alone. But Bianca died in a, like, this big trash monster's body because she was trying to control it and save everybody else except for herself. Nico started blaming Percy for letting Bianca go. And then Percy, in his heart, he was very, very sad. In the fourth book, The Battle of the Labyrinth, they went to the labyrinth and then tried to, because Luke, the evil guy, the Hermes, well, he was trying to raise Kronos, the infinite titan, which is the father of the Olympians gods. He was trying to raise him and destroy Olympus. So Luke here, he is Kronos right now because he let Kronos into his body by dipping the river Styx. So Percy and Anubis tried to stop him. At the end, Luke actually killed himself. But that was the end of the last book. In the Battle of the Labyrinth, Luke turned into Kronos. And although we're trying to find Daedalus, because Luke was trying to put an invasion camp through the labyrinth because there was an entrance in the camp. So they went to go find they both went to find Daedalus, which in fact was this other sword fighter trainer in their camp. They said he used to be a half boy, blah blah blah, all that stuff. And then they went to find Daedalus because they both wanted the Ariadne string, which led them through the labyrinth. But the bad thing was Luke already got it, but they had this mortal named Rachel Elizabeth Kerr, who was one of Percy's friends. And but more, you know, mortal, sometimes you can see through the mist with some special people, which was one of them was Rachel Elizabeth Dare. And, you know, she could see through the mist and all that, and yeah. And so she led them through the labyrinth, and the Daedalus actually had the pet named Mrs. O'Leary. She was, a hellhound, the only kind hellhound. Well, and then we're going to The Last Olympia, which is the last book of Percy Jackson, where they kind of like prepare for this big battle, and then they fought Luke and stuff, and Percy dipped in the river Styx, and eventually Luke killed himself, And Annabeth became Percy's girlfriend and kissed them at the end, and then they live closer. And that's kind of the end of the Percy Jackson series. Thank you for listening to this episode. This is just a recap for Percy Jackson. Next up, we're going to read the Heroes of Olympus in the next episode. But we're not going to start from the scratch, so I'm going to tell you more about it in the next episode. Thank you for listening.